pictures. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Nick. He lived in a small village in the USA, and the village was surrounded by a deep, dark forest. There were many old tales about people who got lost there. The day was Halloween, and Nick went trick-or-treating to the nearest village to see his friends. After midnight, he decided that it's time to go home, but he had to go through the deep, dark forest. While he was walking, he realized that he had lost his path. After some time of wandering, he saw a mysterious light. When he got closer, the light slowly changed to a abandoned cottage. He hadn't had any other choice than go inside and survive the night in the dark, deep forest all by himself. In the cottage, there was only a bed and nothing else. No table, no chairs. Everything seemed to be safe and all right, except for one thing.
On the walls were hanging four strange, creepy pictures. In the first picture was a strange creature that looked like a goat, but with a body like a human. It had big bloody eyes, and it was pointing at Nick. He had a feeling that this creature was pointing at him and looking at him no matter where he was standing. Then there was a butcher, but with a head like a pig. He had scars all over his head. He held a meat chopper covered in blood, and he was standing on a pile of corpses. Another picture was even more frightening, because under this picture was written that it was Dr. Herman Carter from a psychological treatment center. He had a white cloak that doctors are wearing. His head was deformed because of some drastic treatment, maybe by electricity, and his eyes were shining bright like a full moon. In the last picture were four children. They looked like dwarves, but all of them had sharp, bloody teeth, and one of them was holding a basket full of human parts. It seemed like they were laughing at Nick, and also he could hear some silent voices from outside. These pictures really frightened Nick. They are just pictures, he said to himself, and because he was really exhausted, he went to bed and fell asleep. He woke up early in the morning, because he heard some strange sounds of scratching. And when he looked on the walls, he realized that instead of pictures, there were windows now.